Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. I was talking to you already this morning, and you weren't here, so I apologize for the delay. We have some technical difficulties going on this Monday, March the 10th. You're listening live now, I hope, to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am super excited to be with all of you today. It is 12:05 p.m. here on the East Coast of a very stormy Central Florida. We're about to get some heavy wind and rain, and it just came out of nowhere. So it's definitely, it's in perfect alignment, I think, with that Pisces energy that Mark so brilliantly posts his chart every week. And I was looking at it laughing my head off, but not really. There is a pretty good intense psychic energy out there right now. There's a lot of dreaming going on. There's a lot of great things we can do with manifestation and our imagination. I want to welcome you, first of all. If you're here for the first time, we have a Facebook page. We are all gathered together. I see many of you coming in. I appreciate you all so very much. I want to shout out to many of my students that are with us this morning. We've been having a really great time. We have about 1 month left before we take a really good break. We're going to take probably about a month ahead to take a breather and gather what we've learned and take some time to study a little more and then come back and gather for a few more weeks. So I'm super excited, but we have 4 weeks left for this this round, and we're going to have some good fun. We're working on the minor arcana right now. We're having a really interesting time, and homework's been amazing. Connection has been fantastic. I'm so grateful for all of it. I want to shout out to those of you coming in the room. We are on Facebook. We have 1-2 Radio page. You're welcome to come on in. Jean, I see you this morning. Tara and Laura and Charlene. Hello, Lynn, Kelly, Maya, Laura. Hi, Lara, Maureen, and Ms. Perez. Good morning to you. And Mindy's here this morning. And many of you I know. Jim, I think you're here. Many of you coming on in. It's a little dark and gloomy. It's almost like it doesn't even feel like our spring really yet, but it certainly is temperature-wise. And yet it reminds me of that. So what it really reminds me of is, because it's so dark on a bright, it's very bright this time of year. We're reminded of new beginnings. We're reminding of rebirthing ourselves. And then I look out, and we have to remember, through these cycles of Venus and Mercury retrograde, there are so many things that you can do to really, just like manifesting. Pamela, thank you. She says she needs to get manifesting, but you know, it's interesting because I think we forget in times like when I'm thinking, oh, it's a dim day, it's a cloud, I immediately go here because it's dark outside, right? And I'm like, oh God, I got to get through this watery day. And then Mark posts the chart and I see the Pisces, and I thank God I see that Aries, and I'm laughing to myself because I have a lot of heavy planets sitting out in Pisces right now. And so, but it's also an intense psychic time. And I could feel a lot more. It's a highly sensitive time. And then, so I get serious about it. And you all know me by now. When I get in that protective mode, you know, you'll hear a silence or perhaps not so silent words coming out of my mouth. So I'm trying to be super cautious, I think, in a way, to make sure that my delivery isn't like all out, you know, before I just want to be, I remain compassionate always, but I also have to be careful about my words because that Mercury in Aries, I know it's going retrograde. And soon, and I know that we have to kind of watch our tongue a little bit. And at the same time, I think it's a very good time to remind you all about your relationships with others against your relationship with self. Because I think that Venus retrograde in Aries, and I'm sure Mark talked about this, I'm sure you're hearing it a lot, but I just want to put my spin out there for you guys in that, you know, when we look at our relationships against ourselves, sometimes with that Aries energy, I feel, especially with Venus and Mercury, how they're going to cross over and bring us some fun. Internal fun at that, and also to really keep our egos in check, I feel like that's going to be a very important thing, because what we want to make sure we're not trying to drive the bus in a sense that we're trying to maybe take a little too much charge of things, or perhaps our expectations become a little more like a little higher, and we want to make sure that we're not expecting too much from others, because when someone is a specific way or they're in a specific place in their lives, we want to make sure that their timing is as accurate as ours, so it doesn't lead to something negative or challenging down the road. Or we want to make sure that we're aligned in a sense that we don't want to get into somebody else's lane too far. We want to definitely stay in our own lane, because when we stay in our lane in any relationship, whether it be, and I'm really speaking about intimate relationships, but at the same time, our friendships, sometimes they have a little bit of misalignment, and at other times when a relationship, when we think about what is the deciding factor of a relationship not working out, because I've been getting a lot of questions lately about, you know, about relationships maybe not working out. What are the two deciding factors of something not working out, or something ending, or something not even getting off the ground? I think those two factors, more or less, when push comes to shove, or when it comes down to the bottom line, is either it's the wrong person or the wrong timing. And when I say this about the wrong timing, it doesn't mean that that timing can't be realigned later, or it can't come in a more divine time or a perfect time for you and the other person, or perhaps someone even better. And I like to supersize it and say, perhaps if it's not, when we're looking for a new partner, or we're looking for a new mate, or even in our existing relationships, whatnot, or you're not sure if you're going to make it or break it, or you're in these phases of a lot of reflection, a lot of maybe list making of what am I receiving and what am I giving and how do we balance it out. I feel some of this is basically about recognizing timing and your own timing against the other person, because you can't put a square peg in a round hole and vice versa, you know? And so I think patience during this cycle is going to be a big virtue, bigger than ever, larger than life. And I also believe that remembering everyone has their own journey, and your journey may not be theirs, no matter if you're in a marriage, a boyfriend, you know, a relationship, a committed relationship, a friends with benefits, casual relationship, friendship, whatever it may be, family relationship, parents, children, whatever. You have to remember that sometimes the other person is really just thinking for themselves or from themselves, and they're not really thinking about what's best for everyone in that moment. I think this is what Venus and Aries, Mercury and Aries retrogrades are going to bring us. You against us, me against we, I against them, or perhaps, you know, as a unit all at once. We have to remember to take other people into consideration as well as ourselves. So just because we have a specific boundary doesn't mean that other person aligns with that boundary. Just because we have an expectation doesn't mean that person's going to meet your expectation. just because we have a way that we think today is the day and there's a wall and I hear about things then people still giving people ultimatums to either do this or that, or this is going to happen, or if you don't do this, this is going to happen, or those little quote unquote silent threats. And that is so not where we should be anymore. You know, we have more awareness, we have wisdom, we have understanding of each other, and we have to accept where the other person is. And that's a good reminder for this energy, because you are going to want to get your needs met more than you have in a long time. Sometimes we have to fulfill our own needs and let the other person kind of get on board, or perhaps not. And then we have our needs met anyway. And that's a lot of what Aries is going to give you: some independence, a little bit of freedom of thought, body, mind, and spirit, and to really recognize your strengths and to see yourselves for yourselves in your highest capacity to bring into any relationship in your life the very best version of self. And on the other side of the spectrum, we have the consider, and a reminder to consider, to think before you speak. And also, it doesn't have to be a fight. You know, you can, I'm laughing as an Aries moon, no doubt, but I had to learn these things over time. So I'm trying to help you take a shortcut into the harder road ahead and take the easy path, you know? And so I think when you consider other people, you have to kind of take a step back. Consider where everyone else is before you jump the gun or before you move too quickly, and not have to drag someone by the nose because it's never going to work and things like that. Okay. Everybody needs a little encouragement, inspiration, personal value. Your value is all going to, you know, you want to look at yourself and say, how can I bring more value to myself so I could be better for other people? And I think using it and utilizing the space like that is going to be really good for everybody. Okay. All right, that's my rant on that. And hopefully, I know a few of you, you know, no matter what, we're humans, so we don't always take the high road. And I think Aries has to be in truth or they get punished in some way. So we have to remember some of that, okay? Love and light to you too, Ms. Jean. Let me take a look at you, but I also feel. Good morning to everyone coming in. Let me look at Jean's finances first. I'm going to come back and take your questions. Hold on now. Jean is going to be first. She jumped at me this morning. And, you know, immediately they're showing me the month of May. And I feel good about that, where there's something coming to you or towards you. I see these words with bees, and I'm actually getting this like honey jar as a symbol and a bumblebee, and you know, we want to sweeten you up a little bit. So I feel that. I feel like you need a little sweetness in your life. That's a good sign for that. Also, bees make, you know, they create abundance, they make money, they are a very good symbol of money in May, the month of May. I also feel that during this time, the words, all the bees are coming to mind, the bees, bonus, benefits, bank. You know, all of these B words, raising the bar for yourself. I feel like there's some messages in here for you. Okay. Let me take a look. We want to make sure that we're looking at abundance and manifesting in all forms. And we don't want to, even the word bankruptcy, you know, like bankrupt, we don't want to bankrupt our spirit, our values, our, and I know I'm not saying you're doing this, but I'm just saying to everyone speaking of finances with all these B words, you know, we want to make sure in some way that every aspect of our lives can have, have a value placed on it and not just, you know, money. We want to put value on our heart space, our relationships, our how we're spending our time and how we're saving our time, this type of thing, okay? And balance is key. There's back to the B. So let's take a look at Eugene. Yeah, you are very, very strong and you are very serious minded about this topic. And I actually see an increase coming to you. I feel part of your, okay, so I see stability and security and foundation, right? So what happens is there's going to be an increase of money or perhaps sometimes when I say balance, like money makes the world go round. So, you know, sometimes we have an outlay and then an inlay and then it kind of goes in a circle, you know, what comes in must go out and vice versa. And so I feel that, but I also believe that first there's going to be this, you go in phases of increase and then you get nervous, I feel. So you kind of, I sense that you hold yourself back a little bit, but I actually see financial gain. And I feel like instead of feeling fearful at that time, I don't know if you're waiting on something, but I do see an increase. I feel something like this, or if you have to spend a little money, it's okay. They're also showing me some maintenance. You can't put a value. There is value on maintenance. Maintaining things is also saving money. So I feel this message. And I also believe that you're going to be okay, but try not to get fearful. Because, and I was just talking about this in class last week and the week before, we spent a lot of time on the 4, 5, and 6 of Pentacles and what it means to go from the 4 to the 5 to the 6 of Pentacles. And we want to always gear ourselves towards that spirit of generosity that the 6 of Pentacles brings. And most of us as humans, because of the fears that we have of society and everything and the cost going up and blah, blah, how, you know, everything going on, we want to hold on to it or we're afraid to spend it or we're afraid to take care of certain things we know we need. And so in order to get to the 6, we have to let go from the 4. And when we let go from the 4, we go through a time of fear in the 5 and a time of maybe spiritual, we go into a spiritual need because we get a little dark on ourselves and we're like, oh, we don't want to do this, you know? And then we get spiritually aligned again and we seek a higher power and we go into that realm and our spiritual growth happens. And then the 6 is right behind it. And then we go into that spirit of generosity. So I'm feeling all of this. I'm asking you to try not to, I think it's time to spend a little money on some maintenance when you have a little money, which is ahead and it's okay. And you have security, stability, foundation, and all of these things also behind it. Okay. I think it's very important if you have a question about your finances, at which you do today, I think one of the important messages is don't be afraid to spend to save. And that's one of the, I guess that's the biggest point of it all. But I think everyone can relate to what we're saying. And I think you all know what I'm talking about. And it's human nature to get fearful when we have to do certain things, but you're going to be just fine. And stability and foundation, I think, means everything and has a lot of value as well. Okay. How are you guys doing? I think it is. I hope you can all hear me well. Serena says she can hear me fine. I hope I see that you're, it is stormy, but it hasn't really begun yet. So it's just a little rain so far. But I want to make sure, I think one of the apps is having a problem. Jonathan, good morning to you and Marty and Tyler. I love you. I'm so happy you're here. It's so nice that you're here. And, I definitely, I think you can hear me. I just want to make sure before I'm sure you can. I think one of the apps is off, but we're okay here. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate it. We can hear. Thank you, Serena. Okay. All right, guys, here we go. All right. Let me see who's next in the room. Okay. Who has another question? Lyra, where did you go? Okay. If there's a time, can you look at what's happening with the sale of the house I'm in? Curious if they'll be putting it on the market this. For, I want to say this. It's bringing me right to the month of November. And honestly, in November, they may tell you that they want to put it on the market next year. Now, I don't want to look at the cards for this. I just want to be, I feel the graph, and I have this graph in front of me, and I'm utilizing it through imagery. And I know they're taking me all the way to November through the spring. And that's where I want to leave it because I don't want to complicate it. It's pretty black and white. I did pull the Ten of Cups. I honestly feel like you're safe this year. I see happiness. I don't feel like it's going to be done right away. And they're moving me to November and then into spring. So they may say in November, you know, we may be thinking about something for next spring. And I think you have a little time. Now, I don't have any sense of emergency or pressure. I don't. I feel like you're in a pretty good place for now. I don't expect any outside like things emerging over there on that end. But of course, you know, we'll look again because it's quite a far off prediction. So I'm going there now. I want you to check with me again in a couple months, okay? Like in May. I want to look again. Okay? All right, that's good. Okay, let me see who's next. All right. I just want to go down my list and go ahead and choose the next question. Lara, lots of love to you. I feel like you're safe. I'm super excited about who's next? Let's see. Tara, I'm so happy. She said, hey, everyone, our stepdad came home from the hospital. It's still a long recovery. We're so happy, safe and sound. I am so, so grateful to hear this news. I've been following you a little bit and staying connected. And I love that he's doing well. And that's what we wanted. And that's what we always pray for the best. And definitely, really, it's kind of going along fine. You know what happens, I will share this and then we'll go. And when you know it, when you live it, you know, you understand what happens. So they do tend to, and it's good to have a little patience because they have these processes of recovery and sometimes it's a little depressing in a few weeks and it takes a little time. And then suddenly they may turn into like, especially with the Aries energy, sometimes they can get a little selfish, you know, because they realize they can, you know, it's like a life and death thing and they made it and now they're like, oh, I'm going to make it about me a little more and that's okay. So you kind of want to spoil him a little and make him feel more important. I have seen, I don't think Poltergeist is going to emerge or anything else, but he's definitely want to put himself somewhere on the spectrum. You know, usually it's our givers and people who tend to have to take care of a lot of people or put others before their own needs or whatever it may be that really tend to go through some of these things harder than others. And so I feel like you're going to be like, all right, give him a little space for self-care and stuff like that. And he may be wanting to do things that you haven't seen him do before. And they do get a little bit like that, okay? So you kind of have to back up and say, okay, we're going to love you from over here and let you do your thing. And they may have like a different set of interests or start fulfilling their bucket list. Or I've seen a lot of this
along the way. So,
but you're doing, he's doing great. I'm really happy for you guys. Okay. Thanks for coming back to share. Okay. Now let's take a look. Joni, good morning. Nice to see you back. I'm reporting back on your last read. Okay. Oh, yes, indeed, she says, here to validate. Sharpen some edges, exercise some clarity, and then my assertive muscles negotiated and ultimately purchased a new vehicle. I'm so glad. I'm happy for you. And I'm happy you had the practice. A reflective, insightful process. I think when it comes to manifesting, she said, anything on her daily income stream. Well, we could see where everybody's head is this morning. And I think it's so great that you're taking care of yourselves and preparing and processing all of these things that are so important. I actually feel like your daily income stream is going to be on the rise, but it's not coming from a way you expect. And I don't mean that like the golden ticket or whatever. I'm not saying something like this. I'm saying more like a new beginning, perhaps a new opportunity that falls into your lap. I see a lot of that. And you know what they're telling me that would be really good? And this is another thing during these cycles of these Aries retrogrades. I think it's really important for us to pay attention to things in our movement, because we want to tend to our physicality, our physical bodies, our exercise. Aries is a big exercise energy, you know, move your body, move your ass, really. But the bottom line is take it a little bit easy. However, I do encourage you to walk, because I feel like that is a good manifestation tool for you as well, and it could bring more into your life. So whatever that looks like, and I'm telling everyone to not walk crazy or run crazy or anything like that. I'm telling everybody slow, you know, keep it nice and easy. Lean into that Pisces energy that we're still experiencing for a little bit. But at the same time, take the inspiration and enthusiasm from that Aries that's going to come in next, you know, and Venus and Mercury. And it's, you know, it's there for your taking, but just take it easy along the path. I feel like that brings you more money. And I mean this. I don't know if you walk or exercise every day, but it definitely. And there are also, there's a podcast for you. You may be called to. That's also going to encourage you and help you learn. And also, if you get an opportunity to learn something new for income, I think it's going to be the time, okay? Or maybe you have to do a little training or something like that coming up, but I feel good about that. So I see new journey all the way around in that realm, and your money's going to be okay. I say within 8 weeks, all of this will come to pass, okay? And we'll probably talk one more time in between somehow, but I definitely feel that. I see a lot of words around manifesting this morning. Hi, Lori. Thank you so, so much. I'm so happy you're here. Lori, the love Sherpa is in the room. It's very nice to see you this morning. All right, let's take a look. Okay, let's talk about something else. Nadine, I'm coming to you. And I'm also speaking to all of you, I feel. You know, sometimes we hold on to what's familiar, or perhaps where we feel needed, or we're taking less, receiving less because we feel we should, and we have a hard, you know, we have difficulty thinking there's something better if we let it go. And I think this is another Venus and Mercury retrograde together, meaning, of course, depending on where it is in your chart, but for you, I feel strongly that you're no longer to hold on to something that is holding you back from manifesting even more. Even if it is feeling like a tiny bit of security that exists, you're still, now this isn't for all of you all the time, but I'm speaking to Nadine, but I'm also encouraging you to, if it resonates, you will know that it resonates. When you're actually telling the universe and spending a lot of time and energy that has value, you're almost preventing more from coming in the flow because you're actually kind of, you're settling for much less than what your value is, right? And we could do that for a time because we all have to in our lifetime in certain cycles and increments, and that's okay. But at this time for you, I feel that one thing, letting go, I'm looking at a 1 in a 10, and I feel you, it's kind of holding you back in a sense where you can do actually 8 times the amount on another, in another way than you can with the way you're doing it. And I'm talking about money. So I feel like there's something substantial that wants to come through, but you're spending a lot of time and energy kind of, it's tricky with the universe, you know, and how it flows and energy goes where focus flows where energy goes. And so I think if you focus on the bigger picture, spending, calculate your time spent and what you're actually bringing in, that's an incredible amount of time that can be 8 times the amount. And that's what I think you should be putting your focus on. And that's a little more specific than I was earlier, but I feel that that's what you should be doing, really opening up. And I know you're a dedicated human and I adore you for that. And I know many people do, but you also have to dedicate yourself to your craft, which you already are so much. So you may as well make it worth your while, you know? And I feel like you're going to make some changes during this course, this cycle. Okay. And you come back and let us know that you do. But I'm saying out with the old, in with the new on that. Okay. I hope that helps. All right. Let me see. I almost feel like something else is going to flow from something you're already doing as well. All right, hold on. Lara, thank you for that. She said she'll check in around May, but November for notice, and next spring. That makes sense. I'm helping them organize collections that my landlords had. So hopefully that work continues also. It's a nice way to offset. Oh, I love that. I love that for you. It's balancing out. Okay, good. I think we're on the same page with that. I saw a question in here. Laura. Morning to you as well. Good afternoon. If there's time, I would love for you to check in with my mother-in-law, Roberta. She was having stomach issues and then unfortunately fell. I'm so sorry to hear that. She is in the hospital. Oh, okay. She was completely, well, they're going to, all right. I will definitely pray for her. Thank you for that. She says she's very religious, and I will take a look at her. Pretty spicy, girl. I can feel that. And Laura, she had her way, you know. She just wants to do it her way. That is for sure. Let me take a peek. Right, here we go. I really think she wanted to do it her way as well, but I don't think she forced this hip thing as a bit worrisome, you know. I do think you're right about your husband, though. I do feel like it's an opportunity for growth. And that makes a lot of sense. Hold on now. Can we show you some strength right now? I think something's going to change, Laura. I'm pretty strong on this. Anyway, I see a lot of change, and I feel that maybe there's going to be a change in her living circumstances and stuff, or perhaps they're going to want to do something. I don't know if they're doing. They clearly have to correct what's going on. I just see a hold. I definitely see a change in the like a drastic change in the circumstances. She's going to make her own decisions. I do see him coming back to you soon. And then things will go from there. I'm telling you, you know, I'm definitely cautious about things like this. She's elderly. It's not a great situation, I know, but of course, I also feel like she could trick everybody too. So I still have hope for her to come through this, but I think a great change has to occur for her to get to the other side of it. And that's what I want to say. So I'm not doom and gloom. I don't want to come through that way, but it's not a great situation. And it's really going to be up to her. So at the same time, I think what you expect over the next 3 days is going to change drastically, maybe by the next 5 to 9 days. So sit tight on that. That's the authentic, the most authentic I could be as far as the message and the exactness of it. So whatever you think over the next 72 hours is going to drastically change following those days, like 5 to 9. Okay. And I see that your husband will return, of course. But I'm definitely feeling that. I feel that within eight days from now, say he'll be coming back. Okay. I just feel a drastic change has to occur for her. And you let me know. We'll keep in touch. That gives you a little bit of a background on everything. I don't like to, you know, we have to kind of put it in God's hands too. I feel very strongly about that. And I'm sure you do as well. She's pretty tough. I feel like her living arrangement has to change. So I guess they're going to put her. They'll have to put her in some, like, if this, you know, I don't know about center. I like to use the word center instead of facility, whatever. She'll need a center to go to, I guess, you know, rehab center, clinic, whatever. I think facility is like gone with the wind. All right. I hope that makes sense. Let me come back and check. My heart goes out to you guys. I know this is a challenge for him and yourself as well. And Micah and Roberta will be in our prayers. And it's not a fun, definitely not a fun journey, that the hip. I still feel like they can rehabilitate. I just do. And so I'm not without hope, okay? All right, we'll talk, Laura. You take care. And thanks for coming by. All right, let me see who's next here now. I say Roberta's going to call the shots. It's like her and God against the world, you know? That's how it feels. And she's tough, so she'll make her decision. I think you know what I'm saying. All right, let's see who's next.
Mindy, where'd you go?
All right, let's take a look at you. Let's take a look at your doctor visit tomorrow. And I don't know. It says Rose will put me. This will put me behind. Maybe you wanted to say. Okay, let's take a look. Okay. I want to isolate your health first. Here we go. And I do think a lot has to. A lot is pending, I think, on the outcome of this as well. But I do see healing. Right now, I feel a delay around any kind of surgery. I do. I could say that. I feel that you may postpone the surgery. I also feel something is coming back from the past, or you're headed somewhere from the past to go back to. So there is going to be a peace and there's a lot of harmony and balance. I do feel you may return to one or something, someone from your past. I also feel a lot of peace and harmony in the home environment. So there may be a move for you, a residential move as well. But I also believe you're holding off on that surgery. So I feel you're going to be affected by this retrograde in a sense of both career and personal life. I do think things from the past are coming back to you. I feel like you're going to get another chance at a harmonious, peaceful, you know, connection and also good relationship, solid relationship. I think marriage is in the cards for you in the future. I think I'm probably jumping ahead a little bit, but that's okay. I feel that also maybe a position you once applied for and didn't take, maybe you'll come back to that as well. So I see some previous things returning to give you another chance. And definitely, I'm not big on the surgery yet. I feel like you can do it, rehabilitating it. Try to get it as strong as you can first. It feels very wishy-washy about surgery, okay? I'm not there. I just feel like they may want to give it more time first, or maybe even check you in 4 weeks. I get a lot of fours, a lot of, and a lot of home life correction. Okay. So you may leave where you are to go somewhere better. You may go back to someone you once knew to go into a better situation like this. And I also feel that around a job too. Definitely. Okay. You come back and share and let us know how you are. Thanks for being here. Okay, let's see who's next. Now I have Smokey Robinson in my head. All right, let me just see what Mindy. She doesn't want to do the surgery. Yeah, I don't want to jump to that right now either. Oh, she wants to find her soulmate. She doesn't want to do surgery. Okay. Yes. I love that. Okay. I don't feel that they're going to want to jump for it. Okay. All right. Let's see how you do. I can't wait until some of these things are done in a very progressive way with stem cell and make it affordable. And I'm really hoping for that for everyone, because it is so beneficial and it works and it's a great surgical replacement. And I can't wait till they start doing it more and more mainstream. And I'm predicting that in the world. And it's just the best thing, really. I can't stress it enough how much I believe in it. Maybe not in every circumstance and every person, but it definitely has worked many times over. And I've witnessed it. I've experienced it. It's for musculoskeletal stuff, you know, I'm a big advocate for it. So I'm hoping for that. And Mindy, I'm definitely feeling you are. It's almost like out with the old, in with the new, or the renewed. I don't want to, because I do think even in a job, there's something coming back. Okay. All right. I'm going to shut up on the stem cell, but you all know my feelings about it by now. Let me just take a look in the room. See if everyone is here. I know it's not offered yet everywhere, and I have heard of certain systems offering it, finally being paid by insurance, which is wonderful, and I hope they continue. Okay, Denise, I'm so happy for you, and let me take a look, okay? Denise says she has a new second job for the short term. So I love that you're doing this. It's a lot of fun and you meet a lot of interesting people. I feel that for you. I don't know. I feel a good 4 to 6 months in my mind. First and foremost, that's my... Because my other hunch is that you're going to meet somebody doing this as well. So let's take a look, okay? Oh, yeah. I think it's busy. I think you're going to be nervous at first, but that's okay. I think it's a new challenge. I definitely feel some wishes coming true. Ironically, I think you're going to be really good at it, but it's going to lead you to something else. And I also feel like it's going to bring some type of, may introduce you to a new opportunity there that you're going to take off and run with or something. And I think fervent wishes coming. You may like log about it, journal about it. There's some kind of writing. There's just things that are going to happen to you that are, I feel that you know this deep down from a place of wisdom and maybe an inner knowing. Your intuition is heightened right now. It's going to be more so this year as the year progresses. I feel like something else is coming out of you going there because of someone you meet there. And I'm not even just limiting it to romance. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your destiny. And I'm talking about like your life path. And not only will you appreciate certain things in your life that you don't appreciate, maybe as human beings, and I don't mean that you're an unappreciative person, because I know you're certainly not. I mean it in a sense that maybe everyday things, you know, we kind of place more value on things than we cherish more things like this when we realize certain truths, you know, going. And this, so it's a big teaching and learning for you. And I also feel like it's going to encourage you to do what you're meant to do in the world. And you're going to be helping people more. And I feel really good about it. And I also see you traveling somewhere that you may not have previously, because you're going to learn so much more information doing this from others. Okay. And I love it. And you're going to wind up on a big spiritual path and go into the work you were meant to do, but someone's going to help you or encourage you from the people that you meet here. Okay. I think it's going to be lucrative. I really do. And lucrative me in more ways than one. Okay. All right. Let me come back to the room. See what's going on. And you guys would be laughing if you saw how many people were trying to get into us here. I know that things are going to change with our technology, which is probably a blessing, because so many circumstances today, people popped up in our, you know, not in our group, of course, but in my way, basically, of coming to see you. So I'm happy that this is changing for the better. All right. Yes, we need to get to manifesting. Yes, it's a powerful week. Miss Karen, nice to see you. And I feel like I'm missing someone, but it's time to go. So I will get to you next week. And I love it. I'm so happy for you, Denise. I love that. Thank you for that validation. And yes, I know you didn't think about it, which is why it's going to happen. So I love that too. Everyone, thank you so much. Serena, thank you for being our producer. And everyone, enjoy the rest of our Monday lineup here on 12radio.com. And Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next. I know Serena is going to be here today. And also, we have a new, what is it? Serena, I know there's, we have the, we have another added show now here on Mondays on 12radio, and we'll talk about it. Fresh 55 with Russell and Mombasa. Thank you for that. And everyone, have a wonderful week. It's at noon Pacific, and it's going to be a great day at 12radio. I'll see you guys next week. Bye now.